Midnight Riot by Ben Aronovich. Narrated by Cobner Holdbrook Smith. Copyright 2011 by Ben Aronovich. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Del Rey, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Yet, why should they know their fate, since sorrow never comes too late, and happiness too swiftly flies? Thought would destroy their paradise. No more, where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise. Ode on a Distant Prospect of Eton College by Thomas Gray. Chapter 1. Material Witness. It started 1:30 on a cold Tuesday morning in January when Martin Turner, street performer and, in his own words, apprentice gigolo, tripped over a body in front of the west portico of St. Paul's at Covent Garden. Martin, who was none too sober himself, at first thought the body was that of one of the many celebrants who had chosen the piazza as a convenient outdoor toilet and dormitory. Being a seasoned Londoner, Martin gave the body the London once over. A quick glance to determine whether this was a drunk, a crazy, or a human being in distress. The fact that it was entirely possible for someone to be all three simultaneously is why Good Samaritanism in London is considered an extreme sport, like base jumping or crocodile wrestling. Martin, noting the good quality coat and shoes, had just pegged the body as a drunk when he noticed that it was in fact missing its head. As Martin noted to the detectives conducting his interview, it was a good thing.